The real contest in obesity treatment is not efficacy but sustainability. In September 2025, a study was published in a globally respected medical journal that prompted a fresh look at the direction of obesity treatment. Conducted by researchers from several countries, this clinical trial examined what kind of results a once daily oral dose of semaglutide 25mg could actually produce in adults with overweight or obesity who did not have diabetes. The trial ran for 71 weeks across 20 institutions in 4 countries, and participants continued lifestyle modification while taking either the oral drug or a placebo. Put simply, the researchers were trying to determine, in a fairly rigorous way, the oral obesity treatment could become a real alternative to injectable therapy in actual clinical practice. The results were quite clear. By week 64, the magnitude of weight change was far greater in the group taking oral semaglutide than in the placebo group. It was not only the average amount of weight loss that was meaningful, the proportion of people who reduced their weight by a certain threshold was also higher in the treatment group. More participants also reported improvements in daily functioning and physical comfort as their bodies became lighter. What makes these findings interesting is simple. They challenge the vague assumption that oral medication may be more convenient but less effective than injections. Obesity treatment is now moving beyond the question of how powerful is the drug to include how many people can actually stay on it. Why obesity treatment is difficult, problems bigger than weight. Obesity may appear on the surface, to be a problem of body weight, but in reality it contains a much broader set of issues. As weight increases, blood sugar and blood pressure become unstable, and problems such as cholesterol abnormalities and fatty liver tend to follow. The knees and lower back tire more quickly, and when sleep apnea develops, people remain exhausted during the day no matter how long they rest at night. In that sense, obesity is not simply a state of having a larger body, it is closer to the point at which multiple chronic diseases begin at once. The purpose of treatment, therefore, is not limited to changing appearance. It is much closer to reducing the body's overall burden, lowering future risk, and restoring everyday function. And yet obesity has long been described as a matter of willpower. The idea that one simply needs to eat less and move more is simple, and for that reason it is easily accepted. But the human body does not work that neatly. Appetite and satiety are not controlled instantly by determination, they are shaped by hormones, sleep status, stress, and the brain's reward system. As weight begins to fall, the body may interpret the change as unfamiliar and start pushing in the opposite direction, making a person feel hungrier or trying to return to its previous state. That is why, in obesity treatment, the role of medication is not to replace lifestyle change. Its role is to create room for change by lowering the noise of hunger and extending the feeling of police a little longer. From this perspective, the core of obesity treatment lies less in how quickly the weight comes off than more in how long it can be managed. It is much harder to maintain a reduced weight for a long period than to lose the first few kilograms. In other words, treatment is not mainly a problem of starting, it is a problem of continuing. That is why a therapy that can be sustained comfortably over time matters far more than one that merely produces a strong effect. From injections to pills, a shift that turns treatment into routine. There is a clear reason obesity drugs have attracted so much attention, they work. But in the real market, focus alone does not decide everything. No matter how good a drug is, if it cannot settle into daily life, It is easily abandoned. For busy people, the treatment schedule becomes a burden, and for some, the very fact that they have begun medical treatment becomes a psychological barrier. Injectable drugs, in particular, are not simply a matter of needles. Storage, carrying them around, timing the dose, and the repeated tension associated with administration will create friction in daily life. This is why the significance of oral semaglutide is not merely they pill instead of an injection, but whether it can make obesity treatment more ordinary and more compatible with everyday living. For people who hesitate to begin treatment because injections feel burdensome, a pill may be a much more realistic starting point. It creates the possibility of moving from a treatment that begins with a major decision in the clinic to a form of management that can fit into a morning routine. If treatment can become a repeatable habit rather than a special event, more people may be able to start it earlier. Of course, being a pill does not mean every problem disappears. Oral semaglutide also has conditions for how it must be taken, and side effects such as gastrointestinal discomfort can still occur. For some people, a once weekly injection may actually be more convenient, while for others a daily pill may be powerless burdensome. So the important point is not that one method is absolutely better than the other. The more important change is that the range of options is expanding. Obesity treatment cannot broaden if it relies on only one approach. It needs multiple entry points suited to different lifestyles and different levels of burden. This is where the meaning of this study becomes clear. The trial did not merely confirm the efficacy of a new drug. It showed that obesity treatment is moving beyond a stage focused only on strengths of effect and into one that weighs sustainability and accessibility together. In the end, treatment does not conclude on the prescription pad, what matters is how long it can survive inside each person's daily life. The time medication buys, and the way society changes. The most realistic question surrounding obesity treatment ultimately comes down to one thing. What happens after the medication is stopped? For many people, the body generates a force that tries to return to its previous state after weight has been reduced. This is difficult to explain simply as a lack of willpower. It is the body reacting in a way that tries to preserve its original weight. That is why obesity treatment should not be judged as a matter of short-term weight loss. What truly matters is how stably that reduced weight can be maintained and how much the direction of one's life can be changed in the meantime. Medication is not magic that solves everything. But it can be a tool that creates time in which change becomes possible. During the period when appetite eases a little and binge eating urges decline, there must also be a process of stabilizing sleep, organizing eating patterns, and bringing exercise into daily life. Paying attention to protein intake and beginning strength training are also important for holding the line after weight loss. In the end, the value of medication lies not simply in the number on the scale, but in helping people use the period of weight loss to change the structure of their lives at the same time. If oral obesity treatments begin to be widely used, the effects are likely to extend beyond medicine alone. People may begin to view obesity less as a moral failing and more as a medical condition. Instead of saying it is because of weak willpower, or people may begin to think of it as a state that requires treatment and management. If that happens, insurance, health management programs, workplace culture, and even the way individuals understand themselves may gradually begin to change. What obesity treatment changes may not be body weight alone, But the Berry Language Society uses to sing about obesity. 올해 시메이글로타입 is not merely a new formulation of a drug. It is a signal of change that asks not only how powerful obesity treatment can be, but how long it can be sustained. The future of obesity treatment is likely to revolve less around the technology that produces the fastest weight loss and more around the form of management that can be maintained the longest. In the end, the real contest in this market is won not by efficacy alone, but by sustainability.